Towards the end of the novel The Foundation Pit, which was written in the 1920s and 30s by Andrei Platonov, a bear enters the scene like a character in a dream. Trained to assist a blacksmith, it pounds metal with a hammer assiduously until a bell sounds the time has come to eat. Despite the heat, its tiredness, it waits for the bell to let his body rest. A metaphor for us, I think. Except what changes things, adds tension to the scene, is when we begin to listen for it. Our hearts now are ready. New thoughts have come. The issue for us now is how and who will bring the pot, who will find the fuel, the water, stoke the fire hot, execute the stroke of hand in pocket that adds the magic rock. Already our hearts are lighter, though not our load. We've a ways yet to go. Do we see how needed is Prince, as love settles all such questions? Nothing could be more opposite to class than the potency of love. The more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite. Both Paul and Prince prioritize our personal transformation as key to bringing in, establishing the rule of love globally. Both emphasize showing, modeling the alternative for our brothers and sisters. Both seat this transformation in our bodies. But with Prince's new covenant, the rule of love is simultaneously physical and spiritual, reclaiming and celebrating our spontaneous feelings. He sings in Soul Sanctuary, loving you in silence, never-ending kiss. Under your gaze, I can peacefully exist. Sanctuary, baby, nothing compares to this. In my darkest hour, you can be my bliss. All of me I give to thee down at your feet. The reassurance in your rhythm speaks to me. Over and over, your screams are like a prayer. In the dark, you are there, my soul sanctuary. The celebration and validation of the legitimacy of what the body wants and feels is the opposite of what we're taught under the false authority of rule, which is, as Proudhon says, and Paul warned us, is a stumbling block to worship the works of the mind and glory in the control of others, to make this our ambition. For two to become one allows us to experience, feel the unity of spirit. If we can't feel that, then we are dead. This is what a system of class does to us in making us afraid to express our feelings or to feel deeply at all, until we make this abusiveness toward us conscious, quoting Alice Miller in her For Your Own Good, Hidden Cruelty in Child Rearing and the Roots of Violence. Quote, a person who from the beginning was forced, whether subjected to corporal punishment or not, to stifle, i.e. to condemn, split off, and persecute the vital child within himself, will spend his whole life preventing this inner danger that he associates with spontaneous feelings from recurring. When I read Christiane's account of her childhood, I sometimes was reminded of descriptions of life in a concentration camp. No one seriously doubts that the inmates of a concentration camp underwent terrible suffering. But when we hear about the physical abuse of children, we react with astonishing equanimity. Lack of empathy for the suffering of one's own childhood can result in an astonishing lack of sensitivity to other children's suffering. When what was done to me was done for my own good, then I'm expected to accept this treatment as an essential part of life and not question it. Quote, I had gotten to the point, says Christiane, where, except for myself, I didn't love or like anyone or anything. I thought, now I have my feelings under control, unquote. Christiane goes to a David Bowie concert, says Alice Miller, but she doesn't allow herself to get excited about it. And before going, she has to take a large amount of Valium, not, quote from Christiane, not to turn on, but to stay cool at the David Bowie concert. When David Bowie began to sing, it was almost as fantastic as I'd expected. It was terrific. But when he got to the song, "It's Too Late," I came down with a thud. I thought the song described my situation exactly. Now, "It's Too Late" really killed me. I sure could have used some Valium, unquote. Alice says, when the drugs Christiane has been using no longer give her the desired control over her emotions, she switches to heroin at the age of 13. Unquote from Alice Miller. But to not express one's feelings means the self, the true self, is renounced. And now that we see the stakes, we see that re-owning it is everything.